Good morning. Today's daf is daf Zayin. We have special greetings for Jover from Benny. How is it? Well, come on, give him some. Yeah, they won't believe you're here. I guess Akiva's going to be missing this morning. Okay, we got up to the second line. Omer Rabbi Avu, Gadol Yom HaGishamim Mitchat HaMitim. The day of rain, it's interesting they said the Hasidim learned the Yom HaGishamim, the reference is the Shmini Atzeret. Gadol Yom HaGishamim, that's the day of the Bakash of the Gishamim, so which fits in very nicely later on. Okay, but because otherwise, what is referring to every single time that it rains? But you know, the Bashis of the Gemara is something about the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon and rebuilding a world with rain than the day of Triyat HaMetim itself. Dilu Triyat HaMetim LeTzadikim, Dilu Gishamim Ben LeTzadikim Ben LeRashayim. You see, something is more fundamental when it deals with the underlying reality. The underlying reality affects everything, whether it's Tzadik, Rasha, and so on. So that's the Gishamim, which doesn't make any distinction. Whereas Triyat HaMetim is something that is applied only at the end of a long process, and therefore, in one way, we can look at the givens, the Gishamim, as being greater. Or Pliga the Rabbi Yosef. And this he argues with Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef taina that it's not greater, but rather mitoch shi'shkula tchiyata kitchiyat hametim kavu b'tchiyat hametim. Why do we find that tchiyat hametim goes together in the bracha with Gvurot HaGishamim? Because they are equivalent. In other words, here the question is whether we look, how do we look at Godel? How do we look at a process? We have the beginning, we have the end. But which precisely is it that they're shakul? Or do we say that the beginnings that include all of the potential are by definition broader and bigger, therefore, in Godel and what comes out at the end? Omer Rav Yehuda, Godel Yom HaGishamim Kiyom Shenitna BaTorah. Here's where the Hasidic approach works out beautiful. Gishmini Atzeret and Atzeret are fundamentally related. And what's fascinating, of course, is that we're dealing now with the meaning of Atzirat Gishamim. It's really strange. So the day of Gishamim is as great, according to Rav Yehuda, as the day that the Torah was given. Because we find that in the Shira, we compare the two as if we take for granted. Ya'arov kim batar likhi, vein lekach el ha-Torah. Shinama ki lekach tov natati lachem torati al ta'azovu. So what we're saying is that my words of Torah shall be the equivalent of rain. Okay, so then that means that it's kiyom shenitna b'Torah. Rava says on the contrary, you see from here that it's yoter. Again, if we're going to use a comparative, then obviously, if it says Yarov Kimatar like Likris, a minit labami. When you're using a comparative, so who now is dependent on the other one? Obviously, Aveomer Katan mit labagadol. It would be silly to say we're going to compare it and then compare it to something smaller than it. So therefore, it must be, if it's kid, saying Halavai, that the Lekach of Terah shall be as powerful as the drippings of the matar, so it means that the matar is greater. Rava Rami, actually once we talk about that pasuk, Rava points out that the pasuk that is mentioned in the Shira itself contains a contradiction. On the one hand it says Yarov kimatar lekri. On the other hand it says Tizal katalim radi. Now Yarov has in it of course a double lotion, because Yarov is a pretty strong word when it's talking about cutting somebody's neck off, right? And on the other hand, tal is something that's very gentle. So how do we explain the two? Im tamid chacham hu. So then katal, hagun hu, katal. If he's a tamid chacham, who is hagun, and his actions reflect, or some learn that it means that he's learning lishma, as we'll see later on. But the parsha says that he's hagun, that his acts reflect his learning. So then such a tamid chacham is katal. But im lav, or feyu kimbatar. If not, then he should be a roof. We should cut his neck off. Rashi says kill him, or leave him, basically. So in other words, we'll see. We're gonna have some further lishonis like this. Rabbi Manoamer, kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma. Tanya, Rabbi Manoamer, kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma. Torato nasit lo sam chayim. Shnemar etz chayim ila machazikim ba. And it further says rifoti l'sharecha. So that for your flesh. And it further says that it's a refuah to your flesh. And it says ki motzei motza chayim. Those who find me find life. But kol ha'osek b'Torah shelo lishma, nasevo samamavet. On the other hand, if his learning is not done l'shma, then the Torah itself becomes poisonous. Shnema ya'arof kamatar l'kri, ve'in arifa ela hariga, shema va'orfu shamet ha'egla v'nacha, which means that the Torah itself basically ends up destroying the person. The famous Tosis points out over here that, well, I thought it says le'olam ya'asok adam b'torah filu shalom l'shma. We talk about shalom l'shma, b'al l'shma. Over here it says it's dangerous, murder, and so on. The famous Tosis is mechalek in two different types of l'shmas, which he has reference to in other places in Shas as well, of shalom l'shma. One is a shalom l'shma for what it is that you're looking to achieve. You want to achieve the covet of the day. You want to be known as a great rabbi, whatever, that's shalom l'shma. But the other is the kanter. The kanter means one-upmanship, basically. So that you want to be able to show that what it is that you're saying, the other guy is wrong. The difference, it doesn't explain it at any length, but the difference between the two is not quantitative, it's qualitative. Because the purpose, or the drive, rather, of what you're doing is basically irrelevant. Because what it is you're trying to achieve is the same thing. But le kanter, it's not the drive for what you're doing, it's what you're attempting to achieve. So if the le kanter, what it is that you're looking for is not truth, not reality, it's just one-upmanship. You really couldn't care less what is the Torah has to say. You're just looking for a way to use it as a tool. On the other hand, if your drive to see what Torah has to say is an inappropriate drive, that's not so important. So you'll learn in contact with reality. Those foolish elements will slough away. But you'll never learn if you're not interested in Torah. So the learning itself is a qualitatively different idea. If it's lekanter, and therefore there the Torah will destroy you, because the more it is that you corrupt truth, the more corrupted you become. And okay, this is worse than Gardam Lach. Because lekanter means bedavka, I'll take the other position.
Yeah, but it's also digging out the other person, like, you know.
That can, yeah, but like Gardam Lach has both meanings. As it can do be why it is that I want to use it. But what I want to use is the truth, my greater truth.
This is the
top of the Sorry? Yes. Okay. So here, okay, so again, the question is, Im Talmid Chacham Hu, what's the Mimena Tochal, and so on, that we'll get to in a moment, and we'll try to put the sugya together. Omalei Reb Yirmiya the Reb Yizera. Reb Yirmiya asked Reb Yizera, Leitim Bar Litnei, could Rebbe please teach me something? I'm not up to it. So Lema Mar Milta Dagadata, just tell me over, you know, like a little Divrei Agada. What is the meaning of that pasuk? I mean, if you're just trying to say Kipshuto, is then the man a tree in the field, which is the pasuk that you have to come now and attack the trees when you're in war, what why is the tree your enemy? Then it should say it the other way around, no? Is the Eitz HaSadeh an Adam that you're attacking the Eitz HaSadeh? Why does it say Ki Adam? Obviously, there's a double meaning here when you put it that way, and it can be read ki adam eitz hasadeh as a statement. V'chi adam eitz hasadehu ela mishum dechtiv ki mimenu tochal v'oto lo tichrat. Take a look at the other implications of the pasuk. Pasuk is saying, this is the pasuk of Baal Tashri. This is a tree that is meant to be eaten from, not to be cut down. And then it goes on to describe trees which are not fruitful. And oto tashchit v'charata. Apply that to the adam eitz hasadeh ha'ketzah. Im tamid chach. So if he's a Talmud Chacham Hogun, so again, I hear the questions, Hogun, does Hogun mean in light of the sugi that we just had, that's a question that he is someone who learns in order to know Torah, and that's the element of Lishma, or at least the Shalol Lishma, which can bring to a Lishma. So then it's okay to learn from him. Then, Oto Lo Tichra. Vim Lav Oto Tashchit Vikarata. So the Oto Tashchit, that's the, as Rashi said before, Orfeu Kematar, it seems to be the same law. Of Ashkata. So here Tosus asks, again, the second Tosus asks over here from the sugya of Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir we know learned from Acher. He's clearly learning that the question of Hagun or Lo Hagun is how he acts, whether he puts his Torah into practice. Acher obviously wasn't too much in keeping Torah at that point, and yet Rabbi Meir was learning from him. So Tosus says that basically, as the Gemara explains over there, that over here it's referring to Talmidim. What it's saying is, Mimeno Tochal, go and learn from him. Don't go to another rab. And if it says the charata, it means cut him off from your life. Go learn by somebody else, which would mean the not you should go out and be mashkitzim. That's not your business, but cut him out of your life. That's in terms of learning from another rab. What about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir wasn't stam ketalmid yoshev livnei rabbi. He's already a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham can choose anybody he wants to, because he knows he's able to be machalik, not to learn from his maizen, but to learn from his Torah. But a Talmid, someone who isn't yet a Talmid Chacham, he doesn't have that right because he won't be able to distinguish
one.
Not when it's not in the sugya. No. The places where Rashi brings it, there's a remez in the sugya to what problem was. Omer Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, Maydechti Barzel ba Barzel Yachad. What's the meaning of the pasuk? It speaks about sort of like a sword fight. You have Barzel against the iron against steel against steel. We would say the Ish Yachad Pnei Chavero. What's the connection of Ish Yachad Pnei Chavero to Barzel ba Barzel? Lomar Lecha Ma Barzel Zeh Han Mechadedet Chavero. When you rub steel against steel, you end up basically sharpening both of them. So too is a sword fight between two Talmidei Chachamim. It's a way of sharpening both, and they both end up gaining from it. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Lamanim Shelu Divrei Torah Keish, Shenemar Haloko Devarai Keish Duum Hashem. We saw this earlier in the beginning of the sugya. Rabba was coming to explain why it is that Talmidei Chachamim are sometimes hot under the collar. So why is it called Eish? Lo Marlecha Ma Eish Eino Dolek Yechidi Av Divrei Torah Ein Mitkaimim BeYechidi. Just like fire, it's got to have, you have to put together basically pieces of wood in order to get it to burn properly. You can't just take, if you take one thing and light it, it burns out very rapidly, like a match. A piece of wood will burn out rapidly. So to Talmidei Chachamim, they will burn out unless they're burning together. Rainer the Omer of Yosef Rebbe Chanina, Maydechsiv Cherev El Abadim V'Noalu, a sword against those who are alone. And they turn bad. Cherev al soneim shal talmidei chachamim is a euphemism for it. So there should be a sword against those of talmidei chachamim shuskin bad bevad b'torah, who won't talk to each other in their learning. They'll sit alone and learn. Not only that, v'lo od ela shemitapshim shemer v'noalu. Not only that, but they will become stupid in the end, because v'noalu means just to turn inward. V'lo od ela shechotim, because the word v'noalu is not just used as a morally insensitive term. Doesn't just mean stupid, because we find it used klivatam asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu. So it's the type of stupidity that is connected with chait and rationalization. V'baitema, we see the same lotion of v'no'alu in that sense. V'no'alu sarei tzoan. So the tzoan, the hitu et mitzrayim, the hitu means that from the stupidity you come and you turn people to do evil. Oh, good. Your iron question. What about the fact, I mean, we had it in the Gemara earlier, that's even a yachid is sitting bin yashiv v'tayr. The Achronim talk about this, obviously. Yeah, first of all, obviously, when there's nobody else, doesn't mean that doesn't matter. Really not much of a question. But the Bechalal is another issue. What exactly is the point? Does this mean it has to be actively challenging somebody there all the time? Or does it mean that you're always going to be in a position of insufficient data? If it means that it's insufficient data, there's a lot of sheetahs like this. Interesting, there's Hadamah Tzayis, which brings actually mice to prove this. That the best, there's even a pshat in the Mishnah about Kneilach HaChavra means go out and buy smarter. It's the best friend that you could possibly have is a book. So that this whole mimer was only said when the Torah was given over only Baal Peh. So over there, any mistake that you have becomes embedded. Who's ever going to correct it? Your data is always problematic, because if you're relying on your memory, there's nobody else that's coming in contact with. But if you have smarter, and you have multiple approaches, because everybody wrote the same, you have a different approach to the sugya, which you have to say, but no, you're constantly challenged, you constantly see alternatives, and you constantly have the data correct. This is not Shachasiv and Nolo. So there's something, I don't know about it. You find many Talmidei Chachamim do better by sitting in a room alone, and that way they're a little gedula. And the Ktais actually brings Maisim like this. The whole Gemara doesn't necessarily apply at a time where there's something that's taking the place of that Chavra. Chavra maybe doesn't have to be a live human being. Yes.
Is it possible working it out together?
The whole there's no question that that's certainly it's a Dovrachasha question. That's a Pashas.
Some people are from
pen is the chavrus. Yeah, my diary. You know? People write to their diary. At least have somebody to talk. Somebody intelligent.
You have somebody else to learn with. Somebody else benefits from it.
That's true too.
Books alone, you will die, and the books will.
That's true, but you wouldn't say the no alone. The point of turning inwards and becoming stupid and ending up lying in your own mistakes forever and never self-correcting, that doesn't apply. You know? And that's what the Gemara is referring. Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchak Laman Nimshalu Divrei Torah Ke'etz. Why is it called an eighth?
Eitz Chayimi L'Machazikim. Lomar Lecha, and here is our president's words, Ma Eitz Katan Madliket Agadol. Just like when it comes to lighting a fire with wood, you have a small piece of kindling. The small piece of kindling lights the fire of these large, thick pieces of wood. Af Talmidei Chachamim, Kitanim Mechadadim Et Hagadolim. So too, when it comes to Talmidei Chachamim, you can have little pieces of wood, beginners, and so on. But they turn on the large pieces of wood, the Talmidei Chachamim, force them to speak out their thoughts, to clarify their thoughts. I knew the Omer Rabbi Chanina, the famous Maimer of Rabbi Chanina, Harbe Lamadati Mirabotai, Umechaverai Yoter Mirabotai, Umitalmidai Yoter Mikulam. There's much I learned from my teachers, from my friends I learned more, but from my students more than all of them. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Rami. We find when it comes to the relationship between the Rav and the Talmid, we find two approaches. On the one hand, it says, Likrat Sameh Hetayumai. That when somebody is thirsty, go out, greet him, and pour out the water for him. On the other hand, it says, Hoy kol tzameh l'chulamai. It says, on the other hand, go and search out the water, so that the one who is thirsty has to go and find the water. Must be like this. Im talmid ha-gunu. So then the krat sameh hetayumai. V'lo hoy kol tzameh l'chulamai. Till now, we've been talking about the hagun on the part of the Rav. Over here, we have Hagun on the part of the Talmud. So if you have a Talmud who is Hagun, now, the question is, what exactly is meant Talmud Hagun? Because the Pashtus, the Gemara says elsewhere that it's Osir Bichlal to teach a Talmud Sheino Hagun. So what is it coming over here to tell me that if he's a Talmud Hagun, he's a Sheino Hagun? Rashi seems to understand, or that he tries to obviate that question. At least this is the Lashon and Rashi's view. But he tries to deal with that by saying that Hagun and Eino Hagun, in this sense, is the desire to be the Talmud, not the way that the Talmud is. So in other words, the Talmud Hagun is the relationship between the two of us is a relationship that is Hagun. The Talmud desires to learn from me. So if he desires to learn from me, so then I can go out and teach him. But for you to go out and try to make somebody your student, that's a big mistake. So that's Eino Hagun in terms of the relationship of the Talmud. So then you can only tell the Talmud, look, see, you go find the guy that you want to learn from. But don't expect anybody to come to you. The simple meaning in which we're dealing with Talmud Hagun, Talmud who will use the learning appropriately, creates the issue, and the Achronim talk about this problem. The Rishonim talk about this problem. Mm-hmm. Here it's Mashmud, it's the Talmud Sheino Hagun, that nonetheless, if he walks into the class, so it says, then you can teach him. You just don't go to him. And yet, in the other end, it says, it's also Lamed, not Talmud, it's called a Malamed, Ter, the Talmud you want to be included in those who throw stones to Merkulis, like an Avodah Zorah. How do you explain it? So, Enochinami, some learn that that's good for what the Sugya is telling him. That if the person is driven enough that he insists that he's going to sit there and he wants to, then Enochinami, you don't push him away, like we find with Gehazi, the whole Lord, we find with the story of Yoshka, and was pushed away. But as long as he's the one that's pushing, and you're not the one that's pushing, you're not mechuyev, you have to push him away. You try to be makarev, and that he should be metaken et ma'asav. But you don't actually stop a shir because somebody in there is inappropriate. By the way, Rashi's learning it, it means it's a completely different sugya. Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, Rami, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama points out another contradiction. It says, Yafutsu ma'enotech achutz. And on the other side, it says, Yulecha levadech. Now, are you supposed to pour out your waters all over, or are they supposed to belong to you and to you alone? There it says, Ve'im lezarim itcha. No strangers should be with you. So here it means, Im tamid agunu, Yafutsu ma'enotech achutza. Ve'im la, Yulecha levadech, Ve'im lezarim itcha. If there's nobody that's roy to be teaching. Now here Rashi learns that this is in turn not of the sugya before, but rather of Sisrei Torah. So in other words, those things, Mayanotecha, which is already something that is deeper than just the learning we were talking about earlier. Hey, so you may. This is Mayanotecha. So you may just bring out the water that's in the open. The Mayan is something that comes from deep inside. Something which is deep inside is yours and yours your own. It's not meant to be shared unless it's somebody who can relate to the level that you're ready to give it out on. Over there, indeed, it's a different meaning than we see in the sugi before. Because the sugi before, it doesn't say keep it to yourself. It says keep it to yourself. The sugi of keeping to yourself. We find often when it comes to Sisrei Torah that bedaf cannot to teach to keep it to yourself. So this is what Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama is referring to. Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi says, "Lomanim shel adivrei Torah l'mai kechiv oikot samei luchu l'mai." We just saw the relationship of Torah to water, and of course we've been talking about the relationship of giving of the Torah to the rains and to all of the arifa, butter, tal. I mean, obviously there's a profound interrelationship between our mesecht and Shemini Atzeres and Yom Atzeres of Torah, so that the elements that we find in one, we expect to find in the other. What's the fundamental relationship between Torah and specifically water? Lomar lecha man mayim minichim makom gavoa v'ochin lemakom namoch. Just as water, always, you want to find water, you're lost in the forest, you're lost in the jungle, always go downhill. Doesn't make much sense to go uphill to water. Okay. Why is that? Obviously because water is always going to seek out the lowest place. It's being constantly pulled by gravity. So too, avtivrei Torah ein mitkaimim ela b'misha da'ato shefeila. Don't go up for Torah, go down, because you'll only find Torah in someone who isn't a Baal Gaiva, and it's going to seep away, just like it would from a Mokom Gavaya, it'll seek out its own place, a Mokom Nomok. We find, actually, not only to water, but that Torah is also compared to other liquids. Besides water, it's compared to Yain and Chalak. It's referred to as wine, it's referred to as milk. Where do we see the comparison? We've already seen. But it also says, it says, go out and get yourself, without even having to pay for it, wine and milk. Those three things, you try to put them into beautiful silver and gold containers, you won't be able to drink liquid. And after you put them into something simple, like an earthenware cup, then that's going to end up being much tastier. So too, only somebody who doesn't think that, doesn't see himself as being gold and silver, there the Torah can be maintained. Yeshua ben Chananya was someone who was very involved in his learning and allowed himself basically to go to pot. He used to do a lot of ta'aniyot, and it says his face turned dark and parched, and his teeth turned black, and so on. So she said to him, the daughter of the Kesar is very sensitive to appearances. So she said to him, "Ay, chokhmah mefu'ara b'chlim b'cho'ar, what a shame to have such beautiful insight in such an ugly container." So she said, he said back to her, "Amrala, let me ask you something. Avich, Rami Chamra b'mani d'bachra. Does your father store his wine in earthenware?" "Amrala, yela b'mani." You mean, understand? What else would you use? What do you mean? "Atondet chashavito." I mean, that's for the plebeians. I mean, people like you on the top of the world. Your wine should be stored, obviously, in silver. So Rama b'mani d'ava v'kaspi, a gold barrel. It's only right for the emperor's house. Also, the Amrala le'avua. So she goes home. She tells her father, "I have a great idea. It's only fitting that we replace all of our simple barrels with gold and silver." So they went ahead and they did it. Ramila Khamra b'manid Abba v'kazva takif. All the wine went sour. So Atuva Amrale, they came to the Caesar and they told him, "What's happened to your wine?" So he calls his daughter. He says, "Amrale labarati man Amrale. Who told you to do that?" "Amrale," said Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. I assumed he knew what he was talking about. "Kor yua." So they called him. "Amrale, amai Amrata achi. Why did you say that to her?" "Amaleki, Echad Amrali, Amrala." I understand. All I did was point it out to her. They think that the nicest thing is to keep them in such lousy containers. So she went ahead and took action on that. So Caesar asked him, "But Hika Shapiri de Gamiri, I mean, there's a lot of very beautiful people who know how to learn." Oh, he said, "Iavisani teyavi Gamiri. Let me tell you, if they were ugly like me, they would know even better how to learn. Because somebody that's beautiful can't help but getting stuck up. The moment he gets stuck up, he loses his learning. So he's constantly in a race to maintain what it is that he's got. That's how Rashi learns. There's a big problem, as the Achronim point out. And what about all the Gemara? It's about the Shufrei of Yaakov Avinu goes to the Deres, how each or had people that were beautiful that shared that beauty. Tosfos says, "Ayabisano" doesn't mean if they were disgusting. It means if they would hate beauty and they wouldn't be looking for it and they would be worried about what it's doing to them, so then they would have been better off. He's not suggesting that the fact of not being beautiful is better. He's saying the attitude. You know, by me, it's not the fact that I'm naturally ugly. I just don't care. I care about other things more, and because of that, I ended up maintaining my Torah. They would have been like that. It would have ended up better. Dover Acher, another reason to compare these three mashkim is mash losha mashk melolu in ifsalim ela behesach adad havdivrei Torah and mishtakrin ela behesach adad. You know, the thing that destroys those three liquids is that they're very sensitive. They need to be careful. They need to be covered, and nothing gets into them. I mean, if you got honey, somebody falls into honey, well, you take that and throw it out. Over here, it spoils easily. Things fall in. Nobody's going to drink water that something fell into, and there's no way to fix it up. Milk, obviously, will spoil. Wine will turn bad. So the moment you stop concentrating on it, these liquids are ruined. So to divrei Torah. The moment you stop concentrating on your Torah and you don't chazer, you lose it. Omer Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Godol Yom HaGishamim Ki Yom Shenivru Shamayim V'aretz. We've already seen the opening comparison to the Gvurot Gishamim from Ein Cheker, the twin of my separation. At last we come, Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina points out that a day of rain is similar to the day of creation itself. Shenemar, Arifu Shamayim Mimah U'Shechakim Yisnu Tzedek. Here we see the Torah now compares the days of rain. Tiftach Eretz V'yifru Yesha U'Tzedoka Tatzmiach Yachad Ani Hashem Biratim. So instead of saying Biratim, meaning I created the Shamayim, I created the Shvakim, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is speaking about his act of creation, he should speak about the Shamayim, the Shvakim that he created. Instead, he says, I created it, referring to the rain that's coming down. The Arifu, that's unbelievable. So that means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sees in the act of the creative rains something that is Shevach, like Yom Shedivu Bo Shamayim Varim. Omer Rav Hoshaya Godo. Look at this pasuk, amazing. Because the pasuk says that if it rains, what's going to grow? Tzedek, yesha, tzedakah. So the rain grows tzedakah? The rain grows basically Yeshua? That's unbelievable. That's how great the day of rain is. It doesn't just grow food, it grows everything. Shenemar tiftach eretz v'yifu yesha. You see, this is a time in which there's actual Yeshua. Again, the Gro points out that other elements of Maaseh Bereishis, we're talking about the other elements of Maaseh Bereishis are essentially deterministic. We don't notice anything about them. They follow strict rules, and if you're smart enough, you can figure out the rule. But when it comes to chaotic behavior, you can't figure out any rules. Nobody is able to figure out the rain because of the fact that you've got so many random elements. Indeed, it's chaotic behavior, the old butterfly effect. So if that's the case, says the Gro, it's there where you find the essential presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria. But this is basically the whole idea of Shemayim Varetz, that it too begins with Tohu Vavohu and goes on to create out of Tohu Vavohu a structure that we relate to as being natural. But the one thing at which Bria continually reflects itself in terms of its Tohu Vavohu is the rains. And therefore we saw that that's the reason that Tefillah is directly related to rain more than anything else, the essence of Tefillah. And so here too, in terms of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, the Gemara stresses once again, always that's going to be basically the question of the rains. You could see on a deeper level why that's Nogea directly to Limud HaTorah, you see? Because Limud HaTorah essentially defines the tohu of life. We still sense the tohu. We don't really believe that the frameworks that we have thinking about reality make sense. There's a surface level on which at least we manage not to commit suicide or hide under the bed. But we understand that lurking all over is just absolute chaos. So that the learning of Torah, essentially the drive to learning of Torah, is very similar to the element of relating to the world in a way that it will actually reign and work. Because you're always feeling, you never know, right? You're plant something, you have no idea. Like the Mishnah started out. Does it make more sense to eat what you've got or to throw it into the ground like an idiot? Basically, let's live all we can. Why plant? You got to be nuts at throwing it into the ground. It's mishugah. Right? But that's the whole point. There's this sense of somewhere or other the world's got to make sense. It's got to lie in that Gishami, which means it's got to make sense. It's got to lie in Torah. There's a way somehow that we can continually grow up against that chaos. So here, the day of rain is basically the day also for Tzedakah and for Yeshua. It's not just a question of simple biology. On that note, the truth is that you find that the relationship that's reflected in rain is also essential, because if it hadn't been that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already committed to forgiving us, it wouldn't have rained. It says in a pasuk, Ratzita Hashem Arzecha, Shavta Shavut Yaakov, Nasata Avon Amecha, Kisita kolchata tamsela, so that the entire relationship now to the posuk of Ratzita shematzecha, you want to do well to your land, is because of nasata avanamecha, because kisita kolchata tam, but otherwise, there's no way in which you can have ritzui of the Adoma. Omele Zeira Medehivat Ravina, not to be confused with Zeiri Sam. Again, as Rashi points out, Zeiri was from the earliest Amoroi. Ravina is from the latest. They certainly never saw each other. This is another Zeiri from the Hivat. He said to Ravina, Aton mi'achamat nitula. You learn it out from that posik, and Anan mi'achamat nitula. We learn it out, Kufa, from the Tvila of Shlomo, Atatishma Shamayim, Visalachta lechatata mech. There it says that Shlomo Melech actually says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that v'natata matar al artzecha, when you're listening, it's not a diak in a pasuk. This is the open construction that Shlomo had of his tefillah. If there's a problem with rain, we pray to you to forgive us, and then v'natata. Then we'll have the rain, which we can't have one without the earth. Omer Rabbi Tanchum bar Greater Chia Ish Kvar Ako Ena Gishamim Neetzarim Elohim Kein Nitchayvu Soneihem Shel Yisrael Liyah. On the same note again, that means that if there's no rain, that God simply can't find any opening, but it's hopeless. It's just, it means that you're already chayev to be completely destroyed, because you see that it says Tzia Gam Chom Yigzulum Meimei Shelei. If you find that the heat and the desiccation steals the water of the snows, it's because Sheol Chato, they've sinned all the way down to the depths of hell. Omer Leizirim and Yivet Ravina again. Atoni Hachamat Nitula, you learn it from there. I learned it out of Kriyat Shema. It says Beferish, V'yatzarat HaShamayim V'lo Yematar. This is Vavat Meira. You see that it's Ibud that we're talking about over here, where there is Atzirat Gishamim. It's a hopelessness. Omer Evchista Ina Gishamim Ne'etzarim Ela Bishvil Bitu Trumotu Ma'asro. From the same pasuk, we see over here that it's bedavka tzia gam chom yigzulum meimei shelei. My mashba, have a seat from there. No, it means tadevei rishva b'shvil dvarim shetziviti etchem b'yemot achama. There was the time, the dry time, the dry, the tzia, the chom. They are the things that steal the waters of the snows. So because you don't do the agricultural mitzvahs, lo asitim, because of that yigzulum mechem meimei shelei b'yemot agishamim. Actually, some has, so who says that Betrum is a Meisr? He says, hey, I like a chick. I mean, why are we stressing Betrum is a Meisr? Those are the things that are being done. We may tia the gamchom. So then it's the Davka reference to the time at which the aniyim are in your fields. Right? So sometimes at Adarada, it's the tia the gamchom. Certainly what's going on now, they're in the main shell. But what goes along all year round, is that Betrum is a Meisr. We have to take it into your house now. You could still be taking off trips of ice also to the winter. So those things that came from the summer, it's from the gear now. In the winter, steal away the winter's rain. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Ena Gishamim Ne'etzarim Ela Bishvil Misaprei Lashon HaRav. We're going to have a lot of shitas over here, in which every shita claims that it's only because of X. And someone else says only because of Y. Only because of Z. So somebody already learned the verse, already learned it. Each one of these is chaylik on the other, which is very, very difficult to believe. I mean, the sugya is not. Usually these type of sugyas are amplifications, each one stressing a different element. And indeed, the Svasemes brings that, look, there's many times we find the Gemara using the word Ella to stress that this is such a beautiful one-to-one relationship. It doesn't mean exclusive. It means one-to-one.
What's the problem, Ella or the Ein?
The Ella. The Ein Ella.
Right? Yeah, do you have Ein
Bein
also?
Yeah, the Svasemes points out a lot of places. I don't know what's bothering these people. I mean, it's, yeah, we find a lot of times. Because I'll do that to show the power of the relationship. Okay, so one shot is Shumas and Isis. Reb Shimon ben Pazi says that grain is destroyed by Lashon Hara. Well, how do we see that? It says, Ruach Tzafon Techolel Geshem Upanim Nizamim. If you have the north wind that is Bechalel the rain, you're in the Lashon Lo Techal Dvaro, so that it cancels out the rain, and indeed the Ruach Tzafon clears things up, it's cold, right? So if it clears away the rain, and Panim Nizafim, that God shows you an angry face and not the rain, the kindness of the rain. Why is that? Lashon Seter. It's because of Lashon Hara that you receive. Omer Psal, Omer of Amnun, Ena Gishamim Ne'etzarim Lishvil Azei Panim. It's because of people who are unembarrassed and have chutzpah that it doesn't rain. Shinema V'yimnu'u Revivim U'malkosh Lo Aya U'meitzach Isha. Isha Zona Yala. You had the forehead, steel, the brazen forehead of an Isha Zona. And what's specific about the Isha Zona, it says, Me'anta Hikale. You refuse to be embarrassed. A prostitute's got to get out there. I mean, she can't. It's all she needs to start being embarrassed. How is she going to get customers? So that's the Me'tzach Isha Zona. That's Aspanim. Aspanim is there's no way of getting through to you. So there, it's Goyzel, the Gishami. It means literally, somebody's got this kind of attitude that in the end, he's going to be nichshal in sleeping with an Isha Zona, because it says, Meitzach Isha Zona Hayalacha. Rav Nachman says, no, it doesn't mean he's going to, it means he's already done it. It must have already happened. It's because you had an Isha Zona. It doesn't say Yielacha. It will come your way. Somebody like that, you can actually call him a Rasha. Normally, it's a tremendous issue to call someone a Rasha. To call someone a Rasha has a right to be Yoreid L'chayav. He can go and attack you and your Parnasa, take away your Parnasa and so on. But over here, it's Mutter. Likroto Rasha, you call him a Rasha, mamish to his face, as it says in the Pasuk. Hey, Eiz Ish, and we're dashing like this. The Pasuk of the Pasuk is, Hey, Eiz Ish Rasha Bifanav. Somebody who's an Ish Rasha is Meiz his punim. But we're dashing like this. Hey, Eiz Ish, a man acted with Azut, Rasha Bifanav. Call him a Rasha to his face. Renachum bar Yitzchak Omar, Mutalis Samoto, you can mean hate him. Because it says, again, the real Lashon of the Pasuk is Oz Panav Yishuneh. But they're talking about, in a good way, Chochmat Adam Ta'ir Panav, Oz Panav Yishuneh. That's the power and the glory of his face is changed by his Chochmah. But this it's spelt without the Vav, and it could be read as V'az Panav Yishuneh. Somebody who has Az Panim should be hated. So Altikra Yishunela Yisuneh. That means you should hate him, and it means there's no Isser. You're not being over on the after Reacha Kamocha. The Azus Ponim takes him out of the klal of Reacha. Omer of Katina, in a Gishomim Netzorim El Bishvil Bitul Torah, Shenemra Baat Sataini Macha Mikarel Bishiflut Yadayim Idof Abayi. בשביל הצלות שהיה בישראל, שלא עסקו בתורה, נעשה סונו של הקדוש ברוך הוא מה? Who has to bring you the rain? הקדוש ברוך הוא, he's the guy who's got all the riches. He has to bring you the rain. But if הקדוש ברוך הוא goes bankrupt, ends up not having anything to give you, you're going to be in big trouble. So if you have atzaltai, the roofer, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is beautiful Lashon, because the whole point of the Gishonim is that they come from chaos, randomly. A mikare is mikre. So we use the Lashon of mikare specifically in terms of the roofer of the world who allows the roof to drip, so to speak. The Yoreh. That's very good. It's the Gog, not the Tikra. It's a different one. But it's certainly, listen, I mean, it's Hamana Agagi relates to Tatani Macha Mikaret. This is the Pasuk that opens the Megillah, as we'll see. They're definitely interrelated.
I got a leak in my room.
Oh, there we go. Richie, it's telling you something.
Am I getting a message?
You're getting a definite message. Just repeat it to yourself. Bat Saltaini Macha Mikaret. So being too lazy to come on time to Dav Yomi causes your roof to leak. And the Mikare is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar HaMikare B'mayim Aliyotav. That's what it should say anyway. And therefore, Mach means you make HaKadosh Baruch Hu poor. Ein Mach El Ani. Aramiyot says, Imochu Mi'erke. We can't afford the Erechim. So now what that means is, he's got no rain to share with you. You just bankrupted him. So it's your atzlus that makes it impossible to rain. Rav Yosef Amir Mi'acha, V'yata lo ra'u or, ba'yiru bashchakim. You have not seen the light. Meaning, there's no learning of Torah, which is or. So now, take a look at the skies. Wow, such pretty skies. Not a cloud in sight. And even if there would be cloud, Ruach Avravat Tarem comes along the wind and blows away the cloud. Now, the or obviously refers to Torah. Shalom Ekedem Mitzvah Torah or. And the Bayir Ubashchakim means, Tanar Vishmol, meaning the Pasuk is like this. Afilu B'shash Rakia Nase Behurim Behurim. Read that like this. Bayir means there are clouds. Behurim, you you find these marks over the sky, and it's about to rain. Lori talamatar. Ruach avra vatatar. Comes along now the wind and blows away those clouds because of the fact that you have not seen the light. Because of the fact there's been no learning. Tanavei Rabbi Yishmo. Oh, it's a day. Om Rabami. Ein agashamim ne'etzarin ela ba'amon gezer. It's here, another siba, is for robbery. Shenemar al kapayim. It's because of what it is that is done with the kapayim. See, that's the what you do with a chama. It's al kapayim kiso or vayetzav alel b'mavgiyah. So how do we darshan that? Ba'avon kapayim, for that which you do, chamas, with your hands, kiso or, kapayim refers to chamas, shenemar u'min ha'chamas ha'she b'kapayim, and or is a way of referring to the rain. Shenemar yafitz anan oro. And the pasuk ends with mavgiyah. What does that have to do with it? It means, maita kante, yarbe b'tfilah. What can you do under such circumstances? Pray your heart out. Shenemar vayitzav alea b'mavgiyah, and ein p'giyah v'tfilah. Shenemar v'atal tipalel ba'ad ha'zam hazeh, v'al tisa ba'adam rinau tfilah, v'al tivgabi. You see, in the context here, it's a lashon tfilah. Yeah, thank you. Let's see later on about praying about too much rain. It comes up also. Om Ravami, my deceive im ke'aha barzel, v'hu lo panim kilkel. What does that mean? If the steel goes, and I say the opposite of sharp, dull. No. If the steel is dull, and has it not now ruined its face or its prior? What exactly is that supposed to mean? It means, im ra'ita rakia, shekeha kebarzel, minorit talumatar. Take a look up at the sky, it looks like a dull steel color, and nothing's coming down. And it's not sharp and giving out its rain. Why is that? Panim kilkel. It's b'shvil ma'aseh hador she'im mekukalim. Because the people are mekukal. She'im avuhulo panim kilkel. Ma'ita kanatam. What should they do? Yitgabru barachamim. They should daven their hearts out. She'nema v'chayalim yagber. They should now, their strength shall be increased. V'yitron hachshar chokhmah. So that means now, kol shekeni mukshu ma'aseh mikarav. Wouldn't it have been better? V'yitron. Wouldn't it have been better? Hachshar chokhmah. To use your brains in the first place. You have to get into this situation where now you have to pray your hearts out to be able to get the thing that would normally have been yours if only you had done it right in the beginning. All right, I think the rest of it sort of goes on to. Good. Rav Zayin. Om Rabbi Avu Godo Yom Gishami Mitchas Amesim Nidot Chas Amesim the Tzadikim and the Gishami Ben the Tzadikim Ben the Rishayim and Pleader of Yosef. The Om Rabbi Yosef Mitoch Shishkulak Tchiat Abitim Kavu Bitchiat Amin. Om Rabbi Yehuda Godo Yom Gishami the Yom Shnit Nabo Torah Shinemar Yarov Kibatar Lekhiven Leka Chalatora Shinemar Ki Leka Tov Natati Lachem Torati Hata Zovu Rav Omer No It's Yoter Mi Yom Shnit Nabo Torah Because it's Yarov Kimatar Lekhis I ask you Minit Labani Ave Omer Katanit Labagado Rav Rabbi The one that it says Yarov On the other hand, it says Ketizal Ketali Brati. Ah, Im Tamit Chachama Gulus and then Ketal. Im Lav Orfeo Kebatar. Tanya HaRabbi Ayah Rabbi Bana Omer. Kol Osek Batorah Lishma Toratu Naaseh Totzam Chayim. Shem Eitz Chayim Lemachazikim Bavomer Rifoti Risharecha. Umekim Motzayim Motzah Chayim. But Kol Osek Batorah Shelo Lishma Naaseh Totzam Mavet. Shenemar Yarov Kebatar Lekhi Ve'ina Arifa El Hariga. Shemer Ve'arfu Shavet Ha'agla Banach. That's why you can never ask. How could a person who's learning so much Torah be such a no good neck? It's not a kash at all. The Torah is the biggest reason for a person to be a no good neck. Right? He's got the sama mavis with him all the time. It's a terrible mistake to think that just because somebody's learning, that means somehow he's going to become a better person. Because here the question is, what is that learning? That's a zot Torah she sam moshe. It's got both possibilities. Omale Rabbi Yemel Rabbi Zeir, leiti mar mita. Omale chalash li boi velo yachil da soleima mar milta da garata. Omale ochiom Rabbi Yochana maide tif ki adam eitza sadeh. Ki adam eitza sadeh And on the other hand, it says, Oto Tashkit v'charata. So how do you explain that? Oh, Im Tomit Kakama Gunus, Mimeno Tochal Oto Lotifra. Im Lav Oto Tashkit v'charata. Om Rabbi Chama, Om Rabbi Chanina. Ma Yedichtiv Barzel, Ba Barzel Yachad, Lomar Lecha, Ma Barzel Ze. Echad Mechadit V'chavirov, Shnei Tavidei Chachmim, Mechadit B'zeh Zeh Ba'alacha. Om Rabba Barba Chana, Lomanim Shla Dibrei Torah Ke'ish, Shreba Lo Kohu Dvorai Ke'ish Dum Hashem, Lomar Lecha, Ma Eish Ina Dolek Yechidi, Av Dibrei Torah In Mitkaimim B'yechidi. Why did the Omer of Yosef Rebbe Chanina? My dechtiv cherev al abadim v'noalu, cherev al tzoneyem shel tamidei chachamim, she'oskim bad bet bad b'torah, v'lo'od ela shemitapshim, There's two Lashonas over here. One of them works for Abba's din, but Abba wouldn't know. He's too busy with his BlackBerry. But one of them works for Abba, which is the first one. It's the sword fights. But that's positive. That gets people sharper. The other one is not positive. It's prevent decay from like Daniel, and that's for the Noalu. So the Svorim certainly won't take the place of the black, of the fighting one against the other. But they might take the place of the Noalu. On the other end, it says, Yulachalavadecha. So, Im Talmidal Gunu, Yafutsumainotecha Hutsa. Im Lav Yulachalavadecha. Vomer Bikanin Vari Nominib Shot Vitrilamai. Dictive Hoikotsame Lachulamai. Lumalacha. Ma Main, Minichim Bakom Gavoa. Vochim Lamakom Namoch. Abdivitrain mit Kabim Elabimishadato Shefela. Vomer Rabbi Oshaya. Lama nimshal divrito l'shlosha mashk b'lalamayim yayim v'chalav. K'tivo ekatzame l'chulamayim v'de b'lchushu v'ru v'ichlu l'chushu v'ru v'kez v'lamachir yayim v'chalav. Loma lecha mashlosha mashk b'lalamayim mitkamim ala b'pachot shupekelim. Ab divrito rayim mitkamim ala b'mi shidato shvela alav. K'ni omer le'barti the case of Yeshu ben Chananya. Eichech ma mechoara b'chlim mechoar. Omer la'avich rami chamre b'mani d'pachra. Omer lo yelo b'mai nirmi. Omer lo, what do you mean? Atom b'chashivuto. Rama b'mani d'dava b'kaspa. Ozev omer lo l'avua. Rami l'chamra b'mani d'dava b'kaspa v'toki. Otev omer lo l'varte. Man omer lo l'hachi. Omer lo, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Kor yuva omer lo yamai amret lo l'hachi. Omer lo, ki echad omer lo, amri lo. I go ike shivir de gemiri. Nu, I have a son of tvei ha de gemiri. Let me tell you. Dobar acher. שנכשל כבר באווירה, שמה היה לך, לא נמיה לך. אומר רבא ברבן הקלום שיש לו עזות פנים מותר לקרותו רשע, שנאמר איז איש רשע בפנה. ומנחו ביצחו אמר מותר לסנותו, שנאמר, ועוז פניו ישונה, read that ואז פנים. ולא אל תקרא ישונה אלא ישנה. אומר רב קטין אין הגשמים נעצר עם הלשפיר בטוטרה, שמה בצלתיים ימחה בן קרם בשפלות ידיים את לאופה בית בשביל הצלות שהיה בישראל, שעוסקו בתורה נעשה צון אור של הקדוש ברוך הוא מוח, ואין מלך אלא אני אשר מביא מלך ומערכך ואין מקרא אל הקדוש ברוך הוא שנאמר מקרא במים עליותיו רבי יוסף אמר מיוחד ואתה לא ראו אור בהירו בשחקים ורוח עברה בתתארים אינן אור אלא תורה שנאמר קידר מצוות ותורה אור בהירו בשחקים מין סתת הדברים ראשון אפילו בשעת שרקים נעשה בהורים בהורים and it's about להוריד על המטר רוח עברה בתתארים אומר רבה מן הגשום עם נטר מלבבון גזל שנאמר על כפיים כיסו אור בעבון כפיים כיסו אור עם כפיים על החמץ שנאמר מן החמץ אשר בכפיהם ואין אור על המטר שם יפיץ ענן אורו מה התקנתי ירבה בתפילה שנאמר ויצב עליה במפגיע and פגיע מן סתפילה שמר ואתה תתפלל באדם הזה ותישא באדם אצל ואל תפגע בי ואומר רבה ממה התכתיב אם כהה הברזל והוא לא פנים ככל אם ראית רקיע שכהה כברזל מלהוריד תל ומטר why is that? ככל בשביל מעשה ידו שמקוקלים שמה והוא לא פנים ככל מה תקנתם? יתגברו ברחמים שמה וחיילים יגבר but what it made more sense יתרון הכשר חוכמה כל שכן אם הוכשרו מעשיהם מעיקרה A, what's it, an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure.